You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday, and commentator Gary Joyner is here. Today, he recalls a Pentagon plan for defending Barksdale Air Force Base during the Cold War era.
Soon after the beginning of the Cold War, the Pentagon perceived a threat from Soviet missiles and bombers on American cities and major military installations such as Barksdale Air Force Base. Barksdale was near the top of the target list with its squadrons of B-52s, tankers, and hydrogen weapons storage areas. Pentagon planners decided to protect vital assets with a scenario right out of the movie Dr. Strangelove. They believed that these areas could be protected by defending them with nuclear-tipped missiles. The theory was that an extremely fast Nike missile could knock out a Russian ICBM before it reached detonation range, or that a Soviet bomber could be knocked out of the sky in a last-ditch effort by a small nuclear warhead. No one seemed to think about what would happen to the people who lived and worked under the detonation zone. The effective radius for a Nike Hercules was 114 miles, or roughly from the Bossier Parish base to Alexandria, or just to the east side of Monroe. The Air Force created plans for 4 missile batteries to protect the base, but only 2 were built. You might think that they would be on the base, but this was not the case because that would endanger the planes and the personnel. One base was constructed on the east side of Bossier Parish on the Bodcaw Dam Road. The site is partially owned by Bossier Parish, with the remainder now in private hands. And it is still remarkably intact. This held the integrated fire control area and the radar system. It looks somewhat like an elementary school with its late 1950s construction. The base of the radar tower is still on the campus. On the east side is a long, narrow road leading to a guard shack. Past the fence and out of sight in the woods lie 3 of the 4 original missile pads and the warhead assembly building. This is the launcher area. All Nike sites were designed as 2 separate parcels to allow for the survivability of the ground and launch crews. The system needed at least 1/2 mile between them for the radar to work properly. The other missile site is in northern DeSoto Parish at the end of what is not so cryptically named Missile Base Road. The property was later owned by Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center and was used for animal research. It hides in plain sight at the end of that road. A reasonable question is, what happened to these sites and why did they cease to function? The Pentagon shifted its efforts and expense allocations as the cost of the Vietnam War escalated in the early 1960s. They began to reduce the number of active sites. By 1974, with the signing of the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, the air defense system was deactivated. Some remained, particularly in southern Florida to counter a threat from Cuba, and in Alaska as a first line of defense against Russian aggression in the Arctic. As late as 2004, some were still deployed in Italy, Greece, Turkey, and in South Korea. Many of us baby boomers recall living with the threat of a nuclear holocaust and the possibility that we would not live to adulthood. A vivid reminder of that time can be found on a Sunday afternoon drive in Bossier and DeSoto parishes as we remember the Cold War period and affirm that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes to us every Tuesday morning at 7:35 with a vast range of topics viewed through the historical lens. You can download past commentaries from our site, redriverradio.org. Click on the word commentary at the bottom of the page. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment.